led by great leaders, envisioned and created by Jinnah, and carried forward by the Muslim community, youth, men and women alike. This nation was built through sacrifice, selflessness and relentless efforts. Resilient, patriotic and high in spirit, it cannot bear the evil eye. The freedom of Pakistan embarked on a new era, ushering in economic, political and social perspectives, and enabling the practice of religion freely. It presented enormous opportunities for the public and the state to strive for the nation's progress. Like an enchanting story, the people inclined themselves towards making their vibrant culture even more beautiful with its unique traits of love and kindness. No external power can now diminish the worth and mettle of its people. This was proved 77 years ago when Jinnah declared, "There is no power on earth that can undo Pakistan." Stanley Wolpert, in his book, Jinnah of Pakistan, beautifully writes in honor of our quaint, few individuals significantly alter the course of history. Fewer still modify the map of the world. Hardly anyone can be credited with making a nation. Quaintism, the architect of the nation, launched the freedom movement and raised Indian Muslims to the height of glory, which was to be preserved in a land of pure for all times to come. Not only Muslims but Hindus too were dear to him. Hence, he was called the ambassador of Hindu-Muslim unity, a unity seen when the Indian National Congress and the All India Muslim League came together on one platform for the Lucknow Pact of 1916. In his early career, he advocated for Hindus and Muslims to live together and flourish peacefully on the subcontinent. But time became so turbulent that the unity once epitomized at the Lucknow Pact was never witnessed again. Over the years, the rift between Hindus and Muslims widened, ultimately leading to the partition. Nevertheless, after the partition, the animosity between Hindus and Muslims escalated, resulting in three wars and several skirmishes. More recently, this has culminated in events like Operation Sindoor and its reaction, Operation Bunyan al-Marsus. Panic ensues on both sides. Tragically, 77 years have passed since the partition, and in the meantime, both nations have remained at daggers drawn, with less positivity and increasing negativity in their ties. This belligerence seems to be a continuum of the past hostility, when both nations lived together despite diverse cultures and beliefs. The differences between the two nations were rightly envisioned in the two-nation theory, a fact that remains undeniable. Kashmir, meanwhile, has long been the main cause of fluctuating relations between the two countries. The integrity, stability and sovereignty of the region have been chained by constant conflict, resulting in chaos and hatred. The surge in belligerence continues, especially with India's verbal attacks after a superpower-brokered ceasefire.